it will give us some sort of definitive thing to move forward. No more appeals can be involved, you know, because if they turn it down, then it's going to go down to the courts and it's going to keep going through the appeals process and it's just drag out. I'd rather not drag out. I'd rather know one way or another. Is it legal? Is it, you know, okay for Biden and Harris to implement this student loan forgiveness plan, or is it illegal? And then if it's illegal, it makes me wonder, because it did not come out as illegal until the basically a judge did not block it until after the midterms. You know, so it makes me go, wait a minute. So if it what if it comes out that this is not right, that this is not that this was not legal, would it have affected the midterms any different? And if so, could it look like the president tampered with the elections? After all, they impeached Donald J. Trump for what they deemed to be trying to tamper with elections because of a phone call that he had. This is much more than a phone call. This is you passed something or you tried to implement something. It was not passed by Congress. You tried to go around Congress and try to do something on your own that could be determined to have swayed votes. So if it comes out as illegal, don't be a bit surprised if one of the Republicans in the newly controlled House of Representatives tries to file impeachment articles based on this. Problem is, it won't go very far in the Senate, right? Because the Senate is already, I mean, it looks like it's going to be at most a tie in the Senate. And by the way, I said that the Georgia runoff election, I said this earlier, was going to be this weekend. It's December 6th. So it's coming up this week, like within a week. So back to this other story here. Joel Greenberg, we mentioned yesterday that he was upset that Representative Matt Gaetz has not been charged. He was upset that it was facing a long sentence. Feels like his sentence should be short because he's been cooperating with officials and with investigators. We covered yesterday why the investigation with Matt Gaetz has stalled. And the main reason is because the two main witnesses against him is Joel Greenberg, who is a serial liar, and the girl that he allegedly had sex with when she was 17. And the reason why and the reason why it stalled is because Joel Greenberg is a serial liar, so he's not a credible witness. And the girl is doing online pornography now. And so they don't think she's a credible witness. And that's why the case against him is pretty much stalled. So Joel Greenberg wanted a lighter sentence. He got 11 years. Well, that's a lighter sentence. He may not be happy with it, but that's a lighter sentence. He was facing 20 to 27 years for his charges. And he pled guilty to his charges. And so he got half the time that he normally would. That's a lighter sentence. So there you go. Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi. Those are your top three stories. If you'd like to weigh in, text 850-437-1620. So the earlier this week, the Super PAC called Ron to the Rescue kicked off a new ad. That's right. Ron to the Rescue. It is a Super PAC that is trying to get Ron DeSantis to be president. And so they've got a new 60-second spot that is called Ron to the Rescue. The Future is what that's called. The Super PAC is called Ron to the Rescue. The ad is called The Future. And it basically shows him versus Biden and his leadership. So, and it says, DeSantis is The Future. Join us in the fight to make DeSantis our next president of the United States. So he's already got a Super PAC out there running, even though Ron DeSantis has pretty much sidestepped any inclinations that he will run for president. He's continues to be asked about Trump's attacks against him, and he continues to dodge those questions too. Today, a reporter in Key Biscayne asked him how he felt about Trump, a resident of Florida. In other words, trying to be like, you know, you've got all these things. He says, oh, I understand. but I've got 22 million others, and I've got to look out for everybody. So, yeah, he just kind of sidestepped that one just a little bit. And just he's not taking the bait to try to get into any kind of mudslinging against Trump. So even though Trump's slinging the mud and the media wants some sort of reaction to him slinging the mud, right now DeSantis is just standing back and just not worrying about it. And by the way, more and more polling shows that if there was an election today, Ron DeSantis would beat Trump in many of the states. Pennsylvania just had another one that just showed that Ron DeSantis would beat Trump in a primary. There was another pollster who showed that DeSantis would beat Joe Biden and in a race, but not Trump. There was a pollster that shows that Ron DeSantis would beat Kamala Harris. Then there's another state Republican poll. I mentioned the one in Pennsylvania. There was another one. I think it was Ohio. Both of them have DeSantis beating Trump and DeSantis beating Biden. One of the Georgia hypothetical poll shows that Ron DeSantis barely beats Joe Biden, but Trump was behind Biden. And so you're continually seeing these polls. Now, you know how I feel about these polls. I don't really like them. I will say this, though. The polling pretty much everywhere except Florida was pretty accurate in the midterm elections. I mean, that's what it looks like. They kind of rebounded a little bit in their polling. It's been a couple of years, been a few years since they've actually called it correctly. All right, let's get traffic on the fives of Gracie Wolf.
Traffic brought to you by Executive Landscaping. We do have some slow moving traffic throughout Pensacola southbound on Pine Forest right near Five Flags Speedway. Extremely slow moving, as well as on Pine Forest just north of that in both directions in between Nine Mile and I-10. We have everyday afternoon traffic looking a bit heavier than usual at University and Davis Highway. That's going to be southbound on Davis, as well as University getting onto Davis, and northbound on Davis right near us as you're heading towards the interstate. It is slow moving, as well as on Creighton Road heading westbound towards Davis. And we are still seeing some slow traffic throughout Highway 90. Highway 90 leaving Pensacola into Pace is extremely slow moving, and we do have some traffic on Highway 90 at Bell Lane in the westbound direction and at Avalon Boulevard in the eastbound direction. See something else? Give me a call at 850-262-6111. This traffic report brought to you by Executive Landscaping. They're big enough to get the job done, yet small enough to care. Call 250-3756 for a no-hassle estimate. That's 250-3756. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. We got a text here. It says that my clairvoyant side tells me that Ron DeSantis will not run for president. And if you don't believe me, you're racist. I don't know. I've been saying for a while, I don't know, because he very well could just finish out his term and run in, next time around. He would have 2 years of being out of office because we have term limits here. So this is his last term, no matter what, as governor. If Trump runs, then that would give him time to finish out his governorship, and then Trump can't run again, so it was not like he would be primarying Trump. And so I understand the argument that people have as it pertains to DeSantis needing to wait. I just don't know if he'll actually do it or not, because there is a lot of pressure for him to win, and a lot of the polls show him leading. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Coming up here next, top trending news. It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Hey, join Pensacola Children's Chorus December 9th through the 11th, 7:30. That's Friday and Saturday. And then 2:30 on Sunday. So 9th and 10th, December 9th and 10th, 7:30, 2:30 on Sunday for Christmas on the Coast at the Sanger Theater. So be sure to check that out. Also, the Runway 5K comes up this weekend. Go to runway5k.com. This helps benefit the USO. You get to actually run on the runway at the Pensacola International Airport. So check it out, runway5k.com. That's this Saturday as well. Pensacola Right Now with Bobby Rossi.
Now it's time for your top trending news.
I'm Joe Ford. A federal appeals court is stopping the special master review of documents seized from former President Trump's Mar-a-Lago estate. The ruling removes a huge roadblock to the DOJ's investigation into if Trump mishandled government records from his time in the White House. The Senate is approving legislation to avert a rail strike. The chamber voted 80-15 in favor of the bill that was passed Wednesday by the House. Now goes to the president for signature. The Supreme Court will hear arguments on the Biden administration's student loan forgiveness plan. The court in a brief today said it would hear arguments in February, and a decision soon would follow. And finally, Bobby, Marvel releasing sneak peeks at three upcoming titles. Today, releasing a second trailer for Ant-Man and the Wasp. Clip from Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3 appears to show Zoe Saldana will be returning as Gamora. However, she'll be playing a version of herself from a different universe. And also a teaser trailer for the second season of Loki was dropped as well.
Oh, all right. So are you into the Marvel Cinematic Universe?
Yes, although they've... I haven't been too thrilled with them lately.
No. Yeah, they have kind of gone off the rails just a little bit, I think. I haven't been very satisfied with their stuff either. But I did like the Loki series. So the Loki series coming back, that'll be good. The Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3, I haven't seen the trailer for that. I'll have to watch that one and check it out and see. And then what was the other one that you said they had?
Ant-Man and the Wasp.
Oh, that's right. Boy, that one looks kind of freaky.
Yeah,
it kind of looks like they've gone off the rails with it, with the Quantumania thing. And so I'm not really sure about that one either. But, you know, when you look at a lot of their Marvel things that they've had pretty much since the Avengers, in my opinion, there's been more misses than hits.
Agree 100%.
Yeah. So, I mean, I liked Shang-Chi and The Legend of the Ten mm-hmm. Rings. That one I was impressed with. And after that, it's just
very forgettable. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't remember much.
Yeah. The rest of it. Exactly. Yeah. And even the series ones. So I liked Loki, but Moon Knight, I was very disappointed in. And really when WandaVision started off very interesting, and I thought it kind of fizzled out, which mm-hmm. it did lead into the last Doctor Strange, which I thought was very disappointing. Mm-hmm. And so even the last Thor, it wasn't as good as the previous Thors in my mind. So, but yeah, so we'll see what happens with all that. And then the Supreme Court hearing the cases of the debt loan forgiveness. Mm-hmm. So February, we got to wait till February, no matter what, is what it sounds like.
Yes, that's when they will hear the arguments.
And they're saying
I'm not
that they
sure
will have
what they said, you know, shortly after. But I mean, I don't know what that means because you may know better than I what their track record is historically from when they hear arguments to when they give a decision. But I'm guessing it's not within the same day or week or, you know,
oh, no.
even month.
It can take a month. Yeah, it could take a month. And sometimes it could take 2 months before they actually come out with the actual ruling. And the way it would be fast is if it's unanimous, and that like never happens. But if it's unanimous where all of the justices are like, yeah, this is illegal, or yep, this is legal, then they might be able to come out with their written statement within a couple of weeks, because they all agree and there's no, you know, you don't have to worry about the opposition and stuff like that. But that just never happens, so you can't expect that. It will probably be earliest March, probably April, before we'd actually have a ruling for sure. Mm-hmm. So, Gracie, what do we got going on with traffic on the fives?
We do have some slow-moving traffic throughout Pensacola right now. So right now, we'll see our major delays on Pine Forest. That's going to be north and southbound in between 9 Mile and I-10, as well as southbound. This is due to the snowball derbies going on. So southbound on Pine Forest right near Five Flags Speedway is extremely slow. So if you're not going to the snowball derby, you may want to stay clear. of Pine Forest. Seeing heavy traffic on Davis Highway. This is going to be near the interstate in the northbound direction, as well as Airport and Brent Lane. It's going to be slow moving, heading towards Davis in the eastbound direction. And Highway 90 throughout Milton and Pace is extremely slow moving at Bell Lane, Avalon Boulevard, going into downtown Milton, as well as Highway 90 leaving Pensacola heading towards Pace. If you see something else on the road slowing you down, any accidents, give me a call to the traffic line, 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Coming up here next, got an update for you on Feel the Mayflower. We had that event last week, and I got an update for you on that. Coming up next, stick around. Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Coming up in a minute, we got your Fox News update, followed by your sports hit. So we had the Fill the Mayflower event last week, and it went very well. Fill the Mayflower food drive, where we're trying to fill up the 56-foot Mayflower moving van. We had enough food donated for the equivalent of 80,000 healthy meals. Wow. That is fantastic. In the past 12 months, Mana Food Pantries distributed more than 554,000 pounds of food to 69,000 people, 122% increase over the prior year. And unfortunately, they're saying that they're going to have a bigger need again this year as well. So anything you do to help Mana Food Pantries, that would be fantastic. It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi. Coming up here next, got your Fox News update, got your local news, traffic, weather, and of course, our sports hit. Give you an update on what happened in the World Cup today. Coming up next. Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Got your sports hit coming up here in just a little bit. And former governor, current Senator Rick Scott, weighs in on immigration, on federal immigration policy, and what kind of his suggestion of what we should do as it pertains to immigration. So we'll cover that here in just a little bit as well. And of course, in about 10 minutes, got your Fox News, your top stories on foxnews.com, our national news partner. Top three stories here for you. The rail strike has been averted as the U.S. Senate went ahead and passed the same bill that the U.S. House of Representatives passed yesterday. The Supreme Court agrees to hear the case challenging Biden's student loan forgiveness in February. So it'll be at least March or April before we actually get the ruling, but at least we'll get an answer for sure, and it won't be appealed and appealed and appealed. Joel Greenberg, the associate of U.S. Representative Matt Gaetz from here in the Panhandle, has been sentenced to 11 years in prison for trafficking of a minor. He was hoping he would get a shorter sentence since he's cooperating with investigators. Well, 11 years is a lot shorter than 20 to 27, which is what he was looking at. So there you go. It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. It's Christmas parade time coming up on Saturday. We've got quite a few parades around the area. The Navarre Christmas Parade will begin at 1 o'clock. The first annual Gulf Breeze Jolly Holiday Parade starts at 4 o'clock. The Milton Very Merry Pirate Christmas Parade will begin at 6. The Lighted Boat Parade will set sail at 6:30 for Sabine Marina, make its way around the Santa Rosa Sound and dock at Pensacola Beach at 7:30. Then next Saturday, you've got the Surfing Santa Pensacola Beach Parade at 2, and the 2022 Cox Pensacola Christmas Parade will roll at 5:30 in downtown Pensacola. So put those parades on your calendar. It's Pensacola Right Now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Here's your sports hit.
World Cup update here for you. Morocco beat Canada. Japan ended up beating Spain. Then Belgium and Croatia ended up having a draw at zero apiece. And Germany beat Costa Rica. Here's the teams that have been eliminated thus far. Qatar, Canada, Ecuador, Iran, Wales, Denmark, Tunisia, Mexico, Saudi Arabia, Belgium, Canada, Costa Rica, and yes, Germany. Germany was eliminated because of, I think, Japan winning ended up eliminating them. So those that have qualified thus far is Brazil, France, Portugal, Netherlands, Senegal, England, United States, of course, Australia, Argentina, Poland, Morocco, Croatia, Japan, and Spain. So and we're getting into the final 16 here as it pertains to the FIFA World Cup. And the United States still in it. So I love it. I like it. They're playing again on Saturday at what time was that one? Where did it go? I had it here. Oh, yeah. They're playing Saturday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 5 o'clock our time against the Netherlands. So that'll be, and then also on Saturday will be Argentina against Australia. So it's getting down to the wire here with the FIFA World Cup. All right, we got Thursday Night Football tonight on Amazon Prime Video. Pretty big game here between the Buffalo Bills and the New England Patriots. Big division rivalry right there. And then NBA is going to be on NBA TV. Dallas Mavericks will be taking on the Detroit Pistons at 6 o'clock. NCAA men's basketball right now, number 8 UConn is leading Oklahoma State just by 1 point. That game's on FS1. ESPN has number 7 Creighton taking on number 2 Texas at 6 o'clock. When that game's over, ESPN will have number 9 Kansas taking on Seton Hall. And then the late game on ESPN2 will be number 21 UCLA against Stanford. NHL hockey, Tampa Bay Lightning are going to be playing the Philadelphia Flyers at 6 o'clock on ESPN+. And then at 9 o'clock, the Florida Panthers will be playing Vancouver. It's Pensacola Right Now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Coming up here next, I'll give you your sports news and your CBS Sports Minute. But first, let's get Traffic on the Fives with Gracie Wolf.
On I-10, if you're heading eastbound towards Avalon Boulevard, expect some slow-moving traffic right near the exit. On Pine Forest southbound at Five Flags Speedway, we have slow-moving traffic due to the Snowball Derby going on. And just north of that, Pine Forest in both the north and southbound lanes are slowing down as well. Also on Pine Cone Drive, just off of 9 Mile Road, you're going to see slowdowns in the northbound direction as well. 29 in between 10... East 10 Mile Road and East 9 Mile Road is slow moving, and Highway 90 leaving Pensacola heading towards Pace. Expect your everyday afternoon traffic. If there's something else on the roads that's slowing you down or you see an accident, give me a call to the traffic line, 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
All right, so Deshaun Watson, he's expected to make his return to the Cleveland Browns. And it's going to be his actually debut for the Cleveland Browns. And he's been talking to the media, but he only answers football-related questions. No answers about his suspension or about the sexual misconduct allegations. Antonio Brown is wanted by Tampa police on domestic violence charges. They have a warrant out for his arrest. The Buffalo Bills, who are playing tonight on Thursday Night Football, Von Miller has been put on the injured reserve. He'll be out at least 4 weeks. And in baseball, Gaylord Perry, the Hall of Fame pitcher and two-time Cy Young winner, has passed away today at the age of 84. Oh, yeah, so good old Gaylord Perry. It's Pensacola Right Now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Come up here in just a minute. We'll talk about Rick Scott having a suggestion as it pertains to our immigration policies. That's coming up next right after our CBS Sports Minute.
This is Andrew Perloff with the CBS Sports Minute, sponsored by AutoZone. Get in the zone, AutoZone. The powers that be made it official. College football will expand to a 12-team playoff, thus ending one of the great mysteries in sports. What kind of organizing body says no to a new system that stands to make them tons and tons of money? One that is terribly disorganized, and they're stuck in their ways. Fans wanted it. TV networks wanted it. It's here now. Football is set to deliver its own version of March Madness, and I can't wait. This is Andrew Perloff.
Hey, sports fans, this is the Ultimate Vegas Insider, John Anthony, Thursday night report against the spread. Last 3 weeks documented 6-1. That's 85% winners. I'm red hot. Tonight, Buffalo, New England is huge against the spread. It's yours free on a recorded message. Call 1-800-244-5506. Hoops action, Creighton, Texas against the spread. NBA free recorded message. 1-800-244-5506. I love to sweep the board Thursday nights. Call now. Get 7 days of my top plays absolutely free. Recorded message 1-800-244-5506. I love to go 5-0 Thursdays. 5-0 Thursdays. Call 1-800-244-5506. That's 1-800-244-5506. Buffalo, New England. 5-0 Thursdays. Call now. 1-800-244-5506. Or go to johnanthonysports.com.
Sponsored by JFSR Group.
Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. That's your CBS Sports Minute. U.S. Senator from here in Florida, Rick Scott, had a radio interview today, and he was basically, he was responding to a complaint about a former intern from Rwanda whose sister was denied entry by immigration officials because her case wasn't, quote, strong enough in their eyes. And his response to that was, why don't we have a legal immigration system for the people that want to come and live our dream, that want to live, that believe in our Judeo-Christian values? Why don't we want more of that? If we're going to have more immigration, all right, let's do that. And then he goes on and explains about how we had 79,000 people from Afghanistan that we didn't vet, that we just let them into the country. He said they basically were brought here because they were at the airport. 79,000 people. We didn't vet them. We gave them American IDs, and we have no idea where they are. And then he goes on and says this. Among the things, this is Senator Rick Scott, among the things the militant left plan to change or destroy our American history, patriotism, border security, Christianity, the nuclear family, gender, traditional morality, capitalism, fiscal responsibility, opportunity, rugged individualism, the Judeo-Christian ethic, dissent, free speech, colorblindness, law enforcement, religious liberty, private ownership of firearms. And so he goes on and says that he feels like we do need to have a better immigration system set up and vet people who are coming into the country. Look, this is what it comes down to with immigration in general. We need a comprehensive rewrite of our immigration policies completely. I mean, we have just... things are just so convoluted now. It's just kind of whatever. Like there is no, first of all, there's complete disregard for whatever rules we do have in place right now. We don't have a legal immigration system in place now for the poorest of the poor to immigrate here anymore. We leave them no option but to try to sneak into the country or to lie and say they're seeking asylum. We have no, we have a very broken system for tracking people who come here on visas, whether it be work visa, vacation visa, whatever it might be. So we need a top to bottom comprehensive immigration rewrite where we can be an open arms community that welcomes those who need to have respite, but also a community that provides an opportunity for those to seek the American dream, whatever that dream may be. But also vet those to make sure that they're not coming here with communicable diseases, to make sure that they're not coming here with ill intent, to make sure that they're coming here with a leg up and things like that. It just needs to be like scrapped and started over. It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi. If you'd like to weigh in, text 850-437-1620. Coming up here next, quick update from David Wayne in the newsroom. Oh, sorry, from Joe Ford over in the newsroom. And then we're going to have your top stories on foxnews.com and Bobby's brain teases. That and more right here on News Radio 92.3.
Tough cookie with a long history of breaking little hearts like
Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. If you'd like to weigh in, text 850-437-1620. Go ahead and let's go over to the newsroom to Joe Ford. Joe, what's up in the news?
Well, Bobby, the U.S. and France standing strong on their commitment to help Ukraine defend itself against Russia. French President Emmanuel Macron and President Biden said the two nations will continue to provide strong support. The Senate approving legislation to avert a rail strike after the chamber voted 80-15 in favor of the bill that was passed by the House yesterday. It now goes to the president for his signature. New York City Mayor Eric Adams is not concerned about critics of his plan to involuntarily remove mentally ill people off the streets and into psychiatric facilities. Adams says only the homeless who can't take care of their basic needs and are a danger to themselves will be removed, and that's only a small pocket of people. And finally, Indiana Jones is back. Trailer finally being released for the fifth installment of the series called Indiana Jones and the Dial of Destiny. The movie likely to be the last for 80-year-old Harrison Ford, as well as 90-year-old composer John Williams.
Oh, wow. I did not realize both of them were that age.
Yeah.
He's 80, and then John Williams is 90?
Yeah.
All right. Very interesting one right there. All right. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Let's go ahead and get traffic on the fives with Gracie Wolf.
Our roads are checking in clear on I-110 north and southbound lanes, not showing any delays, as well as I-10. Still seeing slow traffic on Pine Forest. That's going to be in the southbound direction near Five Flags Speedway, as well as both direction north or in between 9 Mile and I-10 on Pine Forest. Other than that, we are checking in clear with just seeing our typical afternoon traffic. That's Highway 90 leaving Pensacola heading towards Pace on the Bridge due to construction. We do have a slight bit of delays on the 3 Mile Bridge. It's going to be right in the middle of the bridge, right near the hump, and that's going to be if you're leaving Gulf Breeze heading northbound towards Pensacola, so we'll keep our eyes out on that. If you see something else, just give me a call at 850-262-6111. With your traffic tip, I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
All right, it's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi. Top stories on FoxNews.com, our national news partner. Top story is murdered Idaho student's father says that the victims were acting differently before the massacre. And he says he had an inkling about the victim's behavior differences before the attack. Okay, I don't know what that means. He says when you commit a crime, you have different behaviors. And he says but then he later clarified he's talking about the victims, his own daughter. So I was like, okay. So that's Top Story on FoxNews.com. We're talking about this earlier, how it is kind of freaky. It's been almost 3 weeks now, and they don't even have a suspect. I mean, this isn't that big of a town. Moscow, Idaho. I mean, you got a lot of students there, but I think the population of it was like 25,000 people. 25,000 people. And you don't have a suspect? Like, wow. Other top stories on FoxNews.com is the fish industry is calling out Biden's lavish lobster dinner, calling it hypocrisy. What's that? So I guess I've been seeing some stuff about this. It was a state dinner that featured 200 Maine lobsters. And they said it doesn't change his hostility to the seafood industry. hostility. Like, okay. So basically they're saying that he's his issue or his administration has been tough on the commercial fishing industry. And he has been re-implementing Obama-era bans on commercial fishing. And because Obama had it, Trump reversed it. Now Biden's come back in and trying to re-implement them. And then he goes out and has a big state dinner, 200 Maine lobsters. And then Elon Musk, last story here on FoxNews.com, Elon Musk announces another huge change at Twitter. A new feature will allow users to see how many people read their tweets. That's right. You'll be able to see how many times a tweet is viewed on the platform. Currently, you can only see how many times somebody likes it or retweets your tweet. But pretty soon you'll be able to see how many people have viewed it, even if they don't click on it or anything like that. That's kind of interesting. Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3.
What?
It's Bobby's brain teases.
Let's see here. The guy who created the thesaurus, Peter Mark Roget, came up with it when he was 73 years old, after he retired from his career as a doctor, a scientist, and an inventor. He kept working on new inventions until he died 17 years later. That's pretty amazing. There was a real Dr. Pepper. A pharmacist named Charles Alderton created the soda, and his boss named it after Dr. Charles T. Pepper, who he'd worked with earlier in his career. So there you go. And then the original title for the movie Risky Business was White Boys Off the Lake. Eventually, the studio wanted something catchier. Thank goodness for that one.